Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today, I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Amelia Borgo Mane. Can you pronounce your last name? I'm sorry.
Yes, Borgo Manario.
Borgo Manario. And Amelia is a runner, and she's also a running coach. And you're quite young, so when did you get started in running?
I started running in high school when I was about 14. And so I joined the high school track team, and they found out that I had a knack for the long distance. So then they had me go out for the cross-country team, and that just basically has shaped the rest of my life.
So do you do marathons?
Yes. In 2016, I ran my first full marathon on my 26th birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So my first marathon time was just shy of 4 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So how many marathons have you done?
I have done 4 marathons, 5 if you include the one in the Ironman. So I'm also an Ironman triathlete.
Wow, that's impressive. So you swim and also ride a bike?
Yes.
Okay, so is training for a triathlon more challenging than training for a marathon?
Yes, it is. So you have about 5 workouts a week of each discipline. So most of the days you're actually doing 2 workouts in the same day. So either a bike and then a run, or a swim and then a bike. And they can be morning and then one in the afternoon, however you break it up. But for the Ironman, it gets up to about 20 hours a week of training.
So a triathlon usually is how many miles of running?
So there's actually 4 sizes of triathlons. The most common one is a sprint triathlon. And then there's the Olympic or the standard, then half marathon or half Ironman, and then full Ironman. So
okay.
A sprint, you will run 5K, and an Olympic, you will run 10K, so 6 miles. And the half Ironman is a half marathon, and then the Ironman is a full marathon. And so, like, the running just gets longer all the bike and the swim also increases with size.
So when you're doing a triathlon, how many miles do you have to ride your bike?
For training for the full Ironman, I got up to 90 miles in one ride before the actual race day, which is 112 miles on the bike.
How long does that take you?
On race day, it took me about 7.5 hours.
But that's just bike, or is it all 3 boards?
No, that was just bike. The whole Ironman took me just shy of 14 hours. My swim was 1.5 hours, and then 7.5 on the bike, and then a little over 5 hours for the marathon.
So by the time you got done, you were pretty exhausted, weren't you?
I was very exhausted.
Oh,
it was
wow.
The longest day of my life.
Really? So when you coach, do you coach triathletes?
I do have a triathlon coaching certificate along with a running marathon coaching certificate. I just completed those in October, so I was training 2 of my very good triathlon friends, but with all of the COVID going on, all of the races have been canceled. So my two athletes, they no longer had a race to train for. So we're all in a little bit of limbo right now.
When do you anticipate getting back with running mates? Any time frame?
Say that again?
Do you have a time frame when you think you'll be getting back to training with your running mates?
Maybe later this fall, but actually most of us, the three of us, that we are very much individual trainers. So, like, I will make them their plan, and then they will just run it all by themselves, and they'll give me feedback on how they felt that day and if it was too hard and if we need to adjust anything. So it's all really remotely that I work with them, but they're also very seasoned athletes. They have been doing this for about as long as I have, if not longer, by a year or two. So they can give me really good feedback.
So when you train for a running marathon, you're not doing any swimming or biking, right?
You can. It's called like a cross train day. So it's just a day to get off your feet. So that's just in addition to a rest day. But it's mostly about 5 days of running, and then you can have an either swim or bike day.
So you run for 5 days and then you have 2 days to do other things?
Yeah. At least that's how I train for marathons, but I also train to qualify for Boston. Most people will train about 3 to 4 days a week.
Have you done the Boston Marathon?
I have not, but I did qualify for it, but I just missed qualifying time. So they have a posted time that you have to meet before you can sign up. And then from that, they take the first fastest. So in the last couple of years, has been the first, like, 20,000, I believe.
Okay. So you're hooked on, you know, running and biking and swimming. And there's a lot of people who look at you, look at other runners and swimmers and bikers. How has it changed your life?
As being a role model, I don't know. I run for myself, and I run because I have to. And it's just awesome that I can also empower other women by just being me to want to run and bike and swim also.
So you think running and inspiring other women to run, that's empowering?
Yeah, it's like I've only ever run for myself, so I never thought about, like, the impact from other people, because it's just I have the drive to run. So it's really interesting that it's like, oh, wow, like, you run a run because I'm running? This is great. Like, I will help you. Let me help you run. So for the past 18 months, I've been battling with an injury, which is one of the reasons why I got my coaching certificate, so that I can help the other people run also.
So as a coach, what do you have to do?
So I had to finish a training that basically told you how to make a running plan. And then it's an apprenticeship. So you find an older coach to be like your sounding board, so that you have all your training plans correctly. And then you can just work with your athletes and get feedback from them and know how they're feeling that day. And if their legs are too sore, if they're feeling too burnt out, then you can adjust based on them as an individual with their life stress to be able to help them succeed in their running.
So when you were in high school, how many of your fellow students took up running like you did?
I don't know, but I always, the younger girls that would join the team, I would always try to help them be a part of the team and be inclusive and just enjoy running.
Yeah.
And that was the same throughout college too. I was part of college cross country, and you always help foster the group and just the joy of running and being together with the younger classmen that came in.
So, do you train swimmers? Do you train bikers or just runners?
Runners and triathletes is what I train, or would like to get more athletes of. So the inclusive, how to organize three sports, swim, bike, and run, or just running, are the ones that I'm doing.
So you're now out of high school, right?
Yes. So I graduated college in 2012.
Okay, so you've been at it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've met a lot of people that run and bike and swim, right?
Yeah. Most triathlons actually turn into a social event. These are the people that are very much similar to you that you see once in a great while at these other events.
And describe a social event, for a non-runner, what would that mean?
So during triathlons and marathons, you have your warm-up, and for triathlons, you set up your stuff because you have to put your bike in place. And then you get to see the people who's there, who run. You see all run all the time. You can tell them hi, and then you do your own thing. You all run your own race. You're not competing against each other. You're competing against yourself. And then afterwards, mm-hmm. there's usually food and drinks. And then how are you? Have you been? How was your run? How did it compare to other things? And then in triathlon, they usually have an award ceremony after the last runner finishes. So everyone cheers in the last runner, and
mm-hmm.
then everyone in their own age groups gets to receive first, second, and third place. So each age group is, identified. Like you get to see everyone who's not just the winners of the overall race. That's one of my favorite things about triathlons.
So, as far as, running, the Boston Marathon is in April. It was canceled this year, wasn't it?
Yes. So, they actually moved it to, I think it's sometime in September, and now it's been turned into a virtual race. So, nobody's actually going to Boston to run it. They will stay in their respective homes.
So, how does that work?
So you basically most of the avid runners have Garmin watches or TomToms, just GPS watches that track your time and your distance. And
mm-hmm.
most all the virtual races, you just go run the distance. So in Boston Marathon case, 26.2 miles, and then you upload your run to the website, and then you get your medal and your finishing t-shirt and all those things from the race directors.
So all the marathons all across the country are doing the same thing, right?
Most of them are, yeah. I think
mm-hmm.
just the first few have started actually running races this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Wow. with lots and lots of people?
I know there was one here in Des Moines that ran, and it didn't have very many people, I don't think. And it was encouraged not to bring spectators, and it did not have an award ceremony. So you kind of just did the race and leave just to decrease the COVID exposure to everyone.
So for people listening to this who think, gee, I'd like to run, or I'd like to swim, or I'd like to bike, what would you tell them?
Find a race. Find a goal. You can find them online. There's a ton of different websites that just have them listed out. And pick one for like 6 months in the future from now that you can make as your goal, your setting stone. So then you can figure out what you need to do now to get there. And even if it's for running, starting out with walking for a half mile or a mile, and then slowly starting to go into the running. There are a ton of couch to 5K programs on there online. And there are several websites that have just running coaches listed so that you can find a coach and connect with them and do the online coaching with them without having to be in person. And that's just the best thing for me, is finding a goal and finding a plan of how I can get there.
So would you say that most people don't take that step to compete? Would you say you're a small minority?
Yeah, I think most people, they want to run, but they don't fully or think about signing up for that race, committing to that event. So then they never get the motivation to start running, to get out there, to get off the couch. And I know I've been told several times that I am a very motivated person and I can get up and do what I need to get done.
But it takes more than motivation. It takes discipline, right?
Discipline and grit, yep. There are some days you just don't want to run.
Okay. Wow. So what do you envision? You know, hopefully things will get back to normal quickly, where you'll be able to sign up for a race and run. And you're coaching now. Is that what you want to continue to do?
I would like to continue coaching, yeah, and actually get a good amount of runners and triathletes so I can start hosting my own group runs and foster that almost team atmosphere that I have loved so much through college and high school cross-country teams. It just that network of people that understand that can help support new runners is a really powerful thing.
Last week I interviewed a runner in Arizona, and she used the word culture. And when you talk about running, would you agree that there's a running culture? And if you agree with that, how would you define it?
I do agree that there is a running culture, and it's motivated people with a goal and just a passion for the sport that just want to help other people understand why we do what we do.
So what do you think? You'll be doing this for a long time, right?
Right. That's my plan, is it being like my permanent part-time job that I will be doing. I still have my day job, especially with COVID right now. I don't have any athletes to coach or anything. But, yeah, I do plan on doing this for many more years.
So you run 5 days consecutively, is that right?
When I was running And training for the Boston Marathon, yeah, to qualify for the Boston Marathon, I was running 5 days a week.
How many miles each day?
It depends. It's like generally like between 5 and can be upwards to 20 for the full marathon length.
Okay. Okay. So each day would be different.
Each day would be different. There, some days are more focused on speed work, about being faster, and then some days are lower miles, which is more of an active recovery, and then you can have long run tempo runs where each mile gets faster than the last, and it's just to build up that fast endurance that you need to qualify for Boston. But that's only one training plan style. Most people will run 3 days a week, varying between 3 miles and 20 miles, depending on what their length is. For like half marathon, which is 13 miles, you'll have like Saturdays or long run days. So they taper up and down about the length. So it can be from 6 to 14 miles on Saturday. And then you'll have two other running days in the middle of the week. That'll be about 3 miles.
So basically, what's the age range that you see for women runners?
There's a lot of women runners in their 30s. And that's actually like peak performance endurance for women is in their 30s.
Okay. What's the oldest runner you've ever seen?
Oh, I think she's over 65 by now, and she is
okay.
A super fast woman. I think she's qualified for Boston about 20 times now, and her joke is that everyone else is dead, so she always qualifies.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's interesting. So have you know a lot of other people who are going to qualify for Boston? And at some point, I'm sure you will be going there, right?
That's my plan, is to try again to qualify. Each year, you have to run another marathon that qualifies to sign up. And it's just based on how many people sign up that year, if you get a go or not.
Boston is kind of flat, right? There's not many inclines.
No, it's actually very hilly, from what I've heard.
Oh,
there are
really?
Several very killer hills.
Really? I was under the impression it was flat.
No.
Okay. So do you train on days where you just do inclines?
So there are hill workouts days, yes, that you just go continuously run up and down the hills. And that's the best thing that you can do, even to run flat marathons, is to run hills.
What do you find more challenging, running up a hill or running down a hill?
Running up a hill, because generally when you're practicing, downhills are your recovery. You want to walk, trot down that as slow as possible because you got to run right back up it.
Right, but, you know, running down a hill or running down a flight of stairs, that's hard on your knees, isn't it?
Depending on how you
do
it. I've never had a problem running down hills. I haven't had any knee problems. So I know other people do, but I just haven't. That's not one injury that I've been dealing with.
So you love running.
I love it. I don't know what I could do without it. Like the last 18 months, like I said, being injured, it has been the most difficult thing, just being a spectator at the races that I want to be running.
Wow. But you do keep in shape by running, don't you?
Yep, that's how I keep in shape. I also have my own bike. So it's on a trainer in the house, so I can bike day or night, rain or shine, which has been really good because it's no impact for my injuries. So I can actually do more biking right now than running.
Okay. And do you enjoy swimming?
I do. It was a love-hate relationship at first. It's very, very technical. And you have to figure out your arm placement in coordination with your breathing and how to hold your body on the top of the water. It was a very difficult time to learn how to swim, but I had really started enjoying it. Like, it was a very meditative thing. So by the time I did the Ironman swim, I didn't even notice an hour and a half went by.
Wow. So we have about 2 minutes left, Amelia. What would you say to anybody listening to this who would like to get involved in a sport such as yours, but doesn't have the courage to do so?
Most towns have a running club or two, so I would suggest looking into that in your area. That, or find an accountability buddy who can ask you, did you run today? Are you going out for your run? And even convince your accountability buddy to start running with you. Just somebody else there to remind you, to keep your mind off of it, to keep your mind on it as a motivation.
Okay. So you've been listening to This is Women Who Inspire. And my guest today has been Amelia. Please pronounce your last name again.
Borgman Ariel.
Do you have a nickname people call you?
In high school, I was Borgo.
Okay.
So, very short.
Right. And this is, like I said, this is Women Who Inspire. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook. We have over 600 ladies that share inspiration and uplifting stories. And like us on Twitter, Women 21. Thank you. Thank you, Amelia. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.